Ah, good morning. I see you've been delivered as requested. You're probably wondering what you're doing here, in my bedchamber, all tied up for me. Well, today I have this whole palace to myself, and I'm going to use that to engage in one of my more decadent desires. All with you. And it's going to do me some good to really cut loose on that. Oh, why you? Well, I've seen you around, and I have to say, you look so cute and like such a tasty little morsel. I couldn't resist having you brought to my bedchamber for today's festivities. Oh, yes, tasty. Well, you see, I'm going to eat you all up and enjoy every sensation as I run my tongue over your whole body, as you squirm inside my belly, as you process in there and slide on through. Oh, as you work your way through my entire body, it's going to be delightful. Everything about gobbling you up is going to be so exquisite. And you look so tasty there. Are you begging? Oh, and I see you're already squirming. Yes, get plenty of practice, because I want you to squirm all the way through while I digest you. You see, like I've told my little Blitzy, when I get lonely, I get hungry. And if I can't have him here to choke on that thick red imp as it floods a gallon of right into my throat and then lick all around his around my tongue and... Well then, I need to swallow something else. And a tasty lost soul like yourself makes for a fulfilling feeling. It's so thrilling and mouthwatering to see you wiggling on the bed. Well, I have to get started, but where to start? Do I start at your feet and make you watch yourself disappear into my beak? Or do I just grab you open wide and show you a gaping chasm of a maw, making you see exactly where you're going to go before plunging you into the hot, slimy dark of my insides, and feel you wiggling all the way down, watch your legs kicking all the way into my mouth. Until you're all curled up in my stomach. Oh, yes. I think that sounds like the most appetizing tonight. Time for you to go down the hatch, my little morsel. Oh. Delicious, and you make such a lovely round bulge. Perfect. Oh, and I feel you squirming and kicking already. Oh, you're hitting all the right places inside. It is adorable when a little beetle thinks that will make any difference. It was probably a little naughty to force you to come so hard while you were inside my mouth, but it felt and tasted so good. Oh, all that kicking. A lively meal always makes me feel that much more full. And already you're getting my stomach all active. Soon you're going to feel those acids working against you, starting to melt you down, while my stomach squeezes you so tight and churns you into a mush. And I'm going to enjoy every moment of feeling you change and soften up inside me. But while you're still solid enough to squirm and kick everything inside there, I think I'm going to give myself a little assistance in feeling fulfilled. I'm going to get one of my favorite toys to really enjoy everything about you. This is called the Ramrod. I use it sometimes when my little blitzy is unavailable and I still need to feel like I'm getting fucked. Let me get it warmed up, because as you're moving so perfectly inside, I just need to slip it into the other end. I love that feeling of being so stretched and full, especially when my belly is also so stretched out and filled up. Oh, that squirming as I slide down. Oh, and moments when you squirm just right and the ramrod hits deep inside and you both squeeze everything so perfectly, squeezing my prostate, making my cock jump. Oh, it's all so... As my acids churn more, and squirming harder, and bouncing up and down as I ride this delicious joy. Yes, I'm getting closer. It's so perfect. Digesting in there and thrashing all about, and oh my god, oh, you're giving me a double. Oh, such a big mess. That's why I love sticky and messy. So much fun. But it does feel like you're slowing down a bit. Getting ready to soften up inside. And that's its own kind of pleasure, feeling your... Oh, get squishy in there. Feeling you lose your cohesion and just become a nice, sloshy mess inside my stomach. Yes, you can feel it, can't you? All that burning and melting you away. Because after all, you know where we are. It's not like you're going anywhere. Oh, yes. You're really starting to soften up in there. Slowly melting down. Just becoming nice, slurry and mush. It's fun to make my belly jiggle like that as you get softer and start flowing inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. You can literally feel yourself starting to slip through my body and into my guts. There is something so satisfying about melting you down, making you mine completely, or feeling parts of you become parts of me as you start to slip through and process entirely. Oh, and everything's starting to shrink down as more of you flows out of my stomach and into my intestines. Oh, I can even feel my hips and my butt getting a little more cushion from digesting you so quickly while you gather deeper and deeper in my guts. Oh, I think it's going to be that time soon. Oh, the unfortunate part of digesting you so fast is that soon parting will be such sweet sorrow. But you've definitely given me what I wanted tonight. So I may as well not delay and send you where you're headed anyways. After all, you've served your purpose. There's no reason to keep you in there any longer. So let's just settle in here. You know, when it comes time to say goodbye to one of you, it's so nice to have a comfy, luxurious ensuite where I can relax and let everything happen. Oh, you're really quite the mess in there. But... Lucky for me, I've had plenty of practice with big things in there. And I think that's all of you that remains, just floating there in the toilet. But of course, we are in hell, so you still get to know and feel exactly where and what you are. So you can see what you've added to me. A little softer hips and a little more padding on the rump. I hope my little Blitzy enjoys that. Well, time to send you where all my fun little snacks go in the end. They all go down the pipe. Most of them are still down there now. And who knows? You may find a way to pull yourself together in 1,000 years or so, climb up to some other ring, all back to your old self. And if you do, I'll have to find you again. You were such a delicious meal and such fun squirming. Au revoir, my little morsel.
So good.